Christians are generous people as God calls us to be. That means we must also be discerning. Hi, I'm Rob West. We should always give with our hearts out of a passion for advancing God's kingdom, but we must also use our heads to strategically choose which organizations or causes receive our financial support. Ron Blue joins us today with some advice before you write that check. And then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Ron Blue is co-founder of Kingdom Advisors and the author of many books on biblical personal finance. He's counseled many people over the years about effective, strategic giving. Ron, great to have you back.
Always great, Rob. Looking forward to it.
Ron, I recommend Splitting Heirs as the go-to book for folks on wealth transfer. And in addition to helping them think through, is the next steward chosen and prepared, you lay out a series of questions in that book that we should ask before financially supporting a ministry. And we want to talk through those today. But what made you want to include this teaching in this particular book?
Well, I was told by the head of a Christian ministry one time something that I have found to be true experientially, and that is that most people give to an appeal. They don't necessarily give through thoughtful giving thoughts to, is this the right ministry to accomplish the right purpose? Is this the right leader? Things like that. So most people give emotionally.
Yes.
And consequently, they don't give as much as what they could.
Yeah. So we want to help you give strategically today. All right, Ron, let's make our way through some of these questions that you've included in Splitting Heirs. Where do you want to start?
Well, one of them is leadership. And, ministries typically are founded by entrepreneurial type people.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm an entrepreneur. But they sometimes get ahead of themselves. And their vision outpaces their ability to pull it off. However, if they are godly men or women, they're looking for accountability, and that's going to keep them in line. So to me, a godly characteristic for a leader would be someone that holds them, is being held accountable by their choice.
Yes, that's a key idea. Are the leaders marked by godly characteristics? The next question you include is the ministry active in God's hot spots? Explain that for us.
Well, you know, somebody said one time, I want to find out what God is doing and get in on it.
Yes.
And that's not bad counsel at all. And by God's hot spots, it could be different things. It could be an orphanage in Uganda where God is doing some just wonderful things, or it could be an international, it could be an event type ministry like Billy Graham used to do. So God's hotspots are typically where you see God at work, and it's demonstrated by not necessarily the number results, but really the people results.
Yes.
So are people's lives being changed into disciples of Christ would be a good question to ask myself.
Ron, another question is the ministry growing and cooperative? And I think this is a big idea because so often ministries kind of get walled off and don't work well together with others. But unpack this for us.
Well, I think that's very, very true. You know, my philosophy is that everything comes from God, so I don't own anything, and including my ministry and the results of my ministry. So what I want to see is God causing growth, or is there growth that you couldn't even discriminate it from a worldly appeal? So what's the appeal? And the appeal to me needs to be around people and changed lives ultimately. And that may mean buildings and things to help, but the end result are changed lives of people. And so is the ministry doing that? And also, are they cooperating with others in ministry? God doesn't do everything through one ministry, so we need to collaborate.
Excellent. Well, a few of the others, is the ministry goal-oriented and is the ministry accountable? There's also several more, so you're going to want to pick up a copy of Splitting Hairs so you can be effective and strategic in your own giving. Ron, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Rob. Enjoyed it again.
That's Ron Blue, author of Splitting Hairs. Your calls are next, 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. We'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Have you ever run in a marathon? Some runners make it look easy, but that distance is always strenuous, physically and mentally. Even the best of runners have moments when they want to call it quits, but they don't, because they've developed their endurance and the discipline of perseverance. The Apostle John gives that sort of charge to Christians. Wherever you are in your race, he says in 1 John 2, now, dear children, continue in him, so that when he appears, we may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming. And so we continue, we look for him, and we'll know we've reached the finish line when we see him. You'll grow in your walk with Christ through daily time in God's Word. Try out Anchor Devotional today. Visit getanchor.com.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
Hey, if your travels for work or pleasure take you out of town, take AFR with you. You may already know you can listen to the AFR app on your phone, but wait, there's more. If your vehicle is equipped with Apple CarPlay, it can open the AFR app directly. That means you get easier control, and that means it's safer. Safer to use so you can stay informed on what you need to know to keep your family safe. And if you don't already have the AFR app, get it today. It's always free in the App Store.
Have you ever wondered where your money goes when you deposit it in a bank? Christian Community Credit Union believes in helping advance God's kingdom through everyday financial transactions. For over 67 years, they have provided values-aligned banking solutions to thousands of Christians and ministries. Consider Christian Community Credit Union as your banking institution by visiting joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Well, it's time to turn our attention here in just a moment to your calls and questions. What's on your mind in your financial life? Let's talk about it today. 800-525-7000. The calls are coming in, but we've got a few lines open, so perhaps one is just for your question today. Again, that number, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Before we dive into those questions, I know this dock strike, the port strike, is on the minds of a lot of folks. It's day two of the dock worker strike. Analysts predict that oil and gas prices will be one of the first areas to feel the effects of the strike by 45,000 members of the International Longshoremen's Association. It's the first time those workers have hit the picket line since 1977, and so far they've shut down 36 ports on the East and Gulf coasts. Keep in mind, somewhere between 46 and 49%
of goods coming from overseas to the tune of billions of dollars of goods a month come through those ports. So this is a big deal. Now, you also need to understand that in recent months leading up to this, there's been an exodus of cargo from the east to the west coast. And companies have moved up orders for peak shipping season in anticipation of Christmas due to the strike risk. This didn't come out of nowhere. A lot of these companies knew this was on the horizon, so they've been making changes. And both economists and logistics executives say the impact ultimately depends upon how long the work stoppage lasts. Here's what you're going to want to watch. If this goes beyond 2 weeks, then we're probably going to see more significant impact. If it's 2 weeks or less, the consequences will be minimal outside of a handful of very port-reliant areas. Those would typically be things related to food and automobile industries, also energy, as they rely especially on the ports that will be shut down. Now, if it extends longer than that, then we're going to have some challenges, because if we get some significant supply chain disruptions, that could result in a surge in inflation, even though that's unlikely with a longer strike. Even a modest reacceleration could create uncertainty that could force the Federal Reserve to be more cautious about lowering interest rates. Now, all of a sudden, that starts to have a more significant impact on the overall economy, the outlook for job growth and investment. That's where this becomes a little bit more precarious. So what I would say is if this is a 2 week event or less, probably a fairly minimal impact. You're probably going to feel it most quickly in the form of gasoline prices. But beyond that, then it could spill over into a broader issue in the economy. So just keep an eye on it. You know, I think the key here is to not get into any kind of panic buying. Don't allow fear to consume you. We need to keep our trust in the Lord. We don't want to bury our heads in the sand, but at the same time, He is our provider. We just need to manage our own economies according to biblical wisdom. That is, spending less than we earn, avoiding the use of debt, having some liquidity, setting long-term goals, giving generously, and recognizing that the what-if game is often something that leads down the road to fear. Fear is a spiritual trap because it takes our eyes off the goodness of God and places them on our present circumstances. So we want to lift our sights, trust in the Lord, be wise and shrewd, as the Bible tells us to, but not get swept up in the fear-mongering that you're going to hear on social media, even on the news. So keep an eye on this. We'll keep you informed here. But again, if this is a 1 to 2 week event, it's probably going to be fairly minimal in terms of the impact overall. All right, let's dive into your questions today. 800-525-7000. Again, that number, 800-525-7000. Let's start today in Pennsylvania. Hi, Jay. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hello. I talked to you how many days ago about my credit card debt.
Okay.
You said you can eliminate about 80%, so I have about 17,000. I talked to you how many days ago.
I
didn't get a hold of any number, and anyone can help me out in that area.
Sure. So the 80% number you probably heard me talk about there, Jay, has to do with the fact that when you go into a credit counseling program, there's two key factors that take place there that allow you to pay off the debt 80% faster. So it's not necessarily an 80% reduction in the amount of interest you're paying. It's the time to get it repaid in full, which is our ultimate goal. And the two things that drive that 80% faster payoff when you go into a credit counseling program are, number one, the interest rates are going to come down. So I think I see here in my notes from my producer that you've got an average interest rate of about 17% on these cards. Well, that's going to drop to, depending on your creditor, somewhere between 0% and 12%, typically between 0% and 8%. So that reduction in interest rate of maybe 50% or more is going to help get more of that monthly payment going toward principal reduction. That's going to bring the balance down quicker. The other factor in a credit counseling program is you get a fixed payback, a fixed monthly payment. Whereas right now, if you're just paying the minimum payment on that credit card, that minimum payment is declining as the balance comes down. With credit counseling, you have one fixed monthly payment that fits into your budget, and then you pay the same amount every month, which means as that balance comes down, you're paying a larger percentage of it every month. That combined with the lower interest rates helps you pay this off 80% faster. So the place to go is our friends at ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Now, let me ask you, do you use or have access to the internet, Jay?
I don't have internet.
Okay.
I just have a regular phone.
All right, no problem. So can I give you a phone number to call? Do you have a pen handy? All right. I'm going to give you that number. Here we go. It's 800-557-1985. Let me say it one more time. 800-557-1985. You got that?
No, I never get a hold of anyone.
Okay. I'm a little surprised by that. So let's do this. I'm going to have my team get your information, and we're going to be sure you connect with someone. So you stay on the line. Our team will pick up here, right here at American Family Radio. We're going to get your contact information, and we will take it upon ourselves to make sure you get in touch with someone. Sound good?
Yeah, because I can never get a hold of it. I've tried that how many times?
Okay. Well, we're going to check that ourselves because I'm a little surprised to hear that. I've never heard that before. I'm not disputing what you're saying. It's probably very accurate. I'm just surprised by it. So we're going to get to the bottom of that as well. The vast majority of our listeners that have used Christian Credit Counselors, and we've had a ton of them, go online to ChristianCreditCounselors.org. But if you don't have access to the internet, you should be able to use that 800 number. And if that's not working for you, then we need to figure out why. So you stay on the line, Jay. We'll get your information and make sure that you get connected to someone right away. Thanks for being on the program today. Well, folks, we're just getting started here today. When we come back, Jay is contacting us from New Orleans, and he and his siblings inherited some property, and they're wondering about selling that. They want to know if there will be any tax consequences to selling that inherited property. We'll tackle Jay's question, plus perhaps what's on your mind today. We want to help you apply biblical wisdom to your financial decisions and choices. Here's the reality. We're all money managers for the King of Kings. We have no ownership rights. We have responsibility rights. So we want to help you be that responsible and wise steward of God's money that we know you want to be, so that someday you and I can hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." We'll help you do that here on American Family Radio. This is Faith and Finance, and we'll be right back after this break. Stick around.
AFA Action takes attacks on the family seriously. The enemies of the family constantly employ new tactics to try to sneak past our radar. They know if we stand together, their evil plans will fail. Your gift to AFA Action allows us to stay vigilant against their onslaught. And if you give this month, you'll receive access to the Cultural Institute video, "When Your Faith is Illegal," by Frank Harbor on AFA Stream as our thanks. You can make your gift today at afaaction.net.
FaithFi is grateful for support from One Ascent. One Ascent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. One Ascent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good, to explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values. More information is available at oneascent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
The Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry at Wesley Biblical Seminary is the perfect opportunity to prepare for God's calling on your life. It's easy to make excuses why you can't pursue what God has called you to do, but this program removes those barriers. Flexible class options, an affordable cost, and highly trusted professors. WBS is the school for you, and now is the time to take a next step and prepare for God's calling on your life. Learn more at wbs.edu. That's wbs.edu.
Paying too much for health insurance? Frustrated by high deductibles and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high costs of healthcare. Take control over your healthcare costs with a program from CHM that could save you up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
A few of the benefits of a charitable gift annuity are a fixed percentage for the rest of your life paid to you, a partial tax deduction, as well as partial tax-free income. And then upon your passing, any remaining funds are then gifted to the American Family Association. So give us a call today at 1-800-326-4543, extension 345. We look forward to speaking with you soon.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance or on American Family Radio. We're taking your calls and questions today on anything financial. That number to call, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's see. We'll head back to the phones to New Orleans we go. Hi, Jay. How can I help you?
Good morning, Rob. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
My mother passed a few years ago, and we thought her property had a bunch of liens on it. We were contacted by a real estate company who wanted to buy the property, and they've done all the legwork, and they can find no liens on the property at all. They want to buy the property. There are five of us, and they wanted to split $50,000 between the five of us, and I was just wondering if there would be capital gains on that.
Yeah, how long ago did you all inherit the property, Jay?
Well, there was never any formal paperwork. My mother just passed probably 4 or 5 years ago, and okay, we just never did anything to the property because we just assumed there were quite a few liens on it.
All right, so was her estate settled? Did it go through the probate court?
It has not gone through a probate court. We do have a lawyer working on it.
Okay.
I also have a deceased brother, and he has two children, and one of them is a minor, so they're working on guardianship there.
Okay, yeah. Was there an executor and a will?
No, sir.
Okay, yeah, so the probate court will work through an intestate estate, which just means there is no will, and then decide, who gets what. And as a part of that process in settling the estate through probate, they will determine if there are any outstanding liens or debts that need to be paid. Now, once the property is transferred into the names of you and your siblings, assuming that's the outcome, which, let me just confirm, is it still in her name right now in terms of the deed?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. So that will be transferred to you, and then you all will have the ability to enter into an agreement to sell that to someone else. Now, in terms of the capital gains, that's ultimately going to come down to the appreciation that has occurred from her date of death until the date of sale. And so, you know, I would imagine, like most real estate in the United States, there has been some appreciation. And so that would be the capital gains. The cost basis on that would have been reset to the market value as of the date of death. But any appreciation between the date of death forward would be subject to a long-term capital gain. So, you know, it's probably going to be, for most people, 15%. Of whatever that gain is, and you would split the gain up based on your percentage ownership among you and your siblings. So if it was $100,000 in gain, for example, not the selling price, but the amount of the profit between the date of death and the date of sale, and there was four of you, you'd each be responsible for $25,000 in my example of capital gain. And if you applied a 15% capital gain rate, which is where most people fall, then you'd owe 15% of $25,000. So that's the way that would work. Now, I wouldn't just automatically assume that the company that is approaching you about buying this is the very best one to maximize the value. If you all are interested in selling it once the probate process is complete, I would probably hire a real estate professional who has some expertise in that particular area and type of real estate and see if you could, you know, get more money from another buyer. Have you considered that?
I have not considered that. And I'm wondering if, you know, we've done a whole bunch of online signing and what have you. I'd have to go back and look. We may even be in contract with these people.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's just that normally the people that contact you unsolicited are typically, you know, trying to buy things, you know, with a 30% discount. And they're trying to find people that'll sell them, you know, below market properties. And, you know, it's just a numbers game and, you know, they'll make, you know, 1,000 phone calls and they're happy to get a 3% response rate and, you know, try to buy it below market. So if you can and you have the ability legally, just based on any agreements, you know, you've already entered into, I would probably try to determine what is the true market value of this property from an independent, you know, real estate agent or broker that could say, you know, is this a fair asking price? And if not, let's see if we can get it, you know, out there on the open market and get a more competitive bid in the door. But ultimately, you are going to need to deal with both the estate side and the deed as well as the sale, because it's still in her name and all of that needs to be taken care of prior to you selling.
So I don't need to assume that this lawyer that they have hired is doing all that.
The buyer?
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't, no, because that lawyer is acting in the best interest of his client. And I would just make sure that you're acting in the best interest of you and your siblings to ensure that, yes, we've verified through an appraisal and, you know, you know, the other comparative market analysis properties that this is truly a fair asking price. It may be, and that's great, but I wouldn't assume that.
Right, right. Well, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
All right.
Giving me much more to think about.
Excellent. Thank you, Jay. Call anytime, my friend. We appreciate you being on the program today. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We're taking your calls and questions today, helping you apply God's wisdom to your financial decisions and choices. Let's go to Georgia. Hi, Adam. How can I serve you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What
I'm calling about today is I'm interested in doing something for Israel to support Israel to I've heard in the past Dan's comments on Timothy plans and I
yeah.
was just wanting to see if you had some suggestions of how I could do some investing that would benefit Israel and the support of Israel as
yeah.
God's kingdom.
I love that. I think you're right on the money there. The Timothy Plan has what they call the Israel Common Values Fund. It invests solely in companies either domiciled or incorporated in the country of Israel. It's one of the only funds of its kind. It's screened for making sure that it aligns with the values of Christians. So I'd go to timothyplan.com and look for the Israel Common Values Mutual Fund. Thanks for your call, Adam. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Hi, I'm Tim Moore, Senior Evangelist on Christ in Prophecy. Can you see the signs of the times multiplying all around? Jesus is coming back, and He doesn't want His people to be unprepared. To stay up to date about unfolding events and get a biblical perspective on the signs of the times, listen to Christ in Prophecy here on American Family Radio. Join us Sundays at 11 a.m. Central as we reveal the prophetic hope for those who believe in Jesus Christ, as well as the Bible's warning about God's coming wrath to those who don't yet know Him.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. For more than 30 years, they've offered financial wisdom for living well. SMI provides step-by-step guidance for do-it-yourself investors, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. More information, including a short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
Tired of campaign ads, candidate rhetoric, and a mailbox full of flyers? Are you thinking of sitting out this election? Don't do it. As Christians, it's our responsibility to be salt and light. How can we influence our nation for godly values if we don't make our voices heard? Show your support for candidates who share our biblical values by voting wisely. Use iVoterGuide.com as a free tool to help you identify those candidates. Be a good steward of your vote on November the 5th. Vote wisely with iVoterGuide.com.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today on anything financial. What's on your mind? Give us a call, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Sandy's standing by to take your calls today. We've got lines open. We'll try to get you on the air quickly. So pick up that phone. Let's talk about what's going on in your financial life. 800-525-7000. Hey, before we head back to the phones, let me remind you, Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio is listener supported, which just means we rely on your listener support as a part of funding our work to bring you our new studies and devotionals, like our brand new devotional Look at the Sparrows, a 21-day devotional on financial fear and anxiety. This broadcast, our FaithFi app, all the great content at faithfi.com, our certified Christian financial counselors that serve so many of our listeners, even our certified kingdom advisors. All of that comes in part by your generous tax-deductible gift to the ministry. And if you'd like to support our work, you can do that at faithfi.com. Just click Give. One of the things I'd invite you to learn about is what we call our FaithFi partners. These are those who stand with us and say, you know what, I'm a part of the family here at Faith and Finance. You support us at $35 a month or more. And when you do, we will send you a brand new copy of our studies and devotions pre-release before they come out to everyone else. So all of our FaithFi partners, hundreds of them, just got a package in the mail, or it's in the mail now with our new Look at the Sparrows devotional. When we come out with our next study on the book of Ecclesiastes early next year, you'll get that. Also, starting in January, our new quarterly publication from FaithFi, a beautiful journal, if you will, full of articles and insights on how you can manage God's money wisely. That will be delivered to your door 4 times a year. All of that and more when you become a FaithFi partner. And you can learn more when you go to faithfi.com and click Give. And thanks in advance. All right, we're filling up the lines here. So let's head right back to the phones. We'll go to Mississippi. Barbara, how can I serve you?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. How can I help?
Okay. Yes. My husband passed away 11 years ago, and at that time, I was kind of worried about what was going to happen to me and my house, and if something happened to me, would I have to go in a nursing home or whatever? But anyway, I deeded my house. I did a quick claim deed. House, finance, all my banking account, checking account, my investments, everything, I put them in both of my children's names are on there with me on every one of my accounts except the investment. And that one is just paid on death to back to my children. Did I do the right thing by putting their names on my deed and everything in the very beginning? Or is that going to cost us more money in the long run? And I just wondered if I did the right thing.
Yeah, it's a great question, Barbara. And a lot of people find themselves in this position where, you know, they're concerned about making sure that they have the efficient transfer of assets at their death and that folks can step in and help them if they're incapacitated, make financial decisions. You know, I think the reality is it's probably not the best way to go, because number one, now your children will no longer receive the step up in basis on that property when you pass away. So if they inherit it, which just simply means that you would leave yourself on that deed as the sole owner, and then they're in your will, or you use a transfer on death deed, or even a trust to transfer the property then to them after your death, which can be done very efficiently, even outside of probate with two of the three options I just mentioned, then they will enjoy what's called a step up in basis, which just simply means when it's sold, to determine whether there's any capital gains tax, if they inherit it, it no longer looks at your original purchase price to establish the cost basis. That cost basis is going to be stepped up to the market value for the property as of the date of your death, which is a significant benefit, especially, you know, given what, you know, Vice President Harris is talking about. If she were to win the election, we fully expect capital gains rates are headed higher from where they are today under the previous Trump administration. So that could be a significant tax liability for those that are inheriting that property. So the alternative there would be to move it back to, through an, also a quitclaim deed, to a sole ownership in your name, and then just make sure you have the proper estate planning in place so that either, if it's available in Mississippi, and I don't recall right offhand whether it is, either through what's called a transfer on death deed, which makes it pass directly to your children at your death outside of probate, or through a trust, or just through a common will, which would involve probate, they receive it that way instead of, you know, being a co-owner, whether that's a joint tenants with right of survivorship or a tenancy in common where you have, you know, various shares of ownership. And then you'd want to make sure that you have a durable power of attorney and a healthcare surrogate so that your kids, even though they're not owners of the property, if you were incapacitated or unable to make healthcare or legal or financial decisions on your behalf, they could step in and do that. Does that all make sense, though?
It does. Yes, it does.
Okay. Yeah.
So basically, I just need to go back and redo that quitclaim deed.
Yes. The other thing is that was considered, as far as the IRS is concerned, when you did that, you made a gift to them. Now, that's not a big deal because you can do up to $13 million in gifts over your lifetime to anyone, at least based on the way the law reads today. But you should have informed the IRS you did it through a gift tax form 709. Again, no taxes due. It's just a reporting function because it's chipping away at your lifetime exemption. But you may want to check with your CPA. If you unwind that by just transferring the ownership back, that may not be necessary, but I would ask that question. And then the other piece here, Barbara, is just to make sure that you have beneficiaries in place for all of those other accounts. And so, like, you know, your investment accounts or bank accounts, you'd want to make sure that you have a beneficiary named so that, again, once you pass away, those assets are efficiently and quickly transferred to the kids.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, that helps me out. I've learned a lot just talking to you.
Very good.
I've enjoyed listening to you. I've listened to you for several years now, and I really love it. I listened to Dan C. a long time ago. So, but anyway, I appreciate your help, and I will take all that in consideration and see if I can get it done. When you're,
excellent,
when you're
75, Barbara,
you start thinking about these things. So
I completely understand. Hey, let me send you a gift just to say thank you for being on the program today. It's a book called Wise Women Managing Money, written by a friend, Miriam Neff, when her husband Bob passed away. She wrote this book and started a ministry with her daughter, who's an estate planning attorney, called Widow Connection, just to be an encouragement and provide practical wisdom to widows now thrust into the responsibility of managing their financial affairs. Not that there aren't plenty of women who are married who are managing their financial affairs, but we just find so many where their husbands made a lot of the decisions, and now they're trying to navigate those decisions on their own. And I think it'll be an encouragement to you. So you stay on the line, and we will get that right out to you, just as our way of saying thanks. I appreciate your kind remarks as well, Barbara. Lord bless you. You know, she mentioned Dan Celia. I didn't have the privilege of knowing Dan, but have the utmost respect for the ministry that Dan had on these airwaves for so many years, and still hear from so many listeners who were grateful for that. Our heart's desire, from my understanding, is very similar to Dan's, and that is just to equip and encourage God's people to be wise and faithful stewards. And we're so thankful for your presence here listening to this broadcast each day. We'll be right back.
Do you want God to work a miracle in your life? Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve with From His Heart Ministries.
Listen, I don't know how God is speaking to your heart and what he's speaking to your heart about, but I know this, he's present. And he's looking for people who will believe him, who will step up. God shows up when you and I step up.
Let God show up in your life. Join Pastor Jeff Shreve on From His Heart, weeknights at 6 Central here on American Family Radio.
Your marriage is worth protecting. On the next Focus on the Family with Jim Daly, Jerry Jenkins shares the rules that he follows to safeguard his marriage and to nurture the connection with his wife. You'll hear about his hedges, the 7 key ways he protects his marriage from temptation in a world full of distractions. Next time on Focus on the Family with Jim Daly.
Focus on the Family is heard each weekday morning at 5 o'clock Central on American Family Radio.
Financial fear is real, but so is God's promise to provide. At FaithFi, we know the daily stress of money can overwhelm your heart, but Jesus reminds us to look at the birds of the air. They don't worry, and yet our Heavenly Father feeds them. In Look at the Sparrows, a 21-day devotional, you'll find peace by focusing on God's faithfulness as you discover how to overcome financial anxiety with faith. Visit faithfi.com/sparrows and begin your journey with Look at the Sparrows today.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Grateful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance. You know, everything we do here at American Family Radio is about equipping you to live out a biblical worldview. I read a study just the other day from George Barna and Arizona Christian University, where he runs a center there, that the latest data on those living truly from a biblical worldview here in the United States post-pandemic, it's the most recent study on a biblical worldview, is just that 4% of Americans are living truly based on the way they defined it through a biblical worldview. Well, that's a tragedy if that's true. And we want to equip you here at American Family Radio to live out your faith in every domain of your life. That includes your finances. That includes your management of God's resources. Remember, as a steward, we have no ownership rights. The ownership belongs to the Lord, but we do have a responsibility, and we have to accept that responsibility and realize there are practical implications to God owning it all. Because if we're then stewards or household managers, based on how we define the word oikonomos, the Greek word for steward that we find in the New Testament, well, we realize that as stewards, we manage God's resources according to his will, not our own desires. We don't have ownership rights over what we manage. We instead are responsible for using it faithfully, That means decisions based on what pleases God, not what benefits us personally. Now, does that mean we can't enjoy God's provision? Absolutely not. I think that's clear in Scripture as well, that we're to enjoy what He's given us. Money is a good creation given to us for our enjoyment in part, but also to give generously, also to provide, also to invest. I loved what an earlier caller said today. He said, I want to invest God's money, but I want to do it in a way that aligns with my values. Specifically, I want to invest in a company that or companies that are in Israel, because I want to support Israel. Well, we talked about the Timothy Plan Israel Common Values Mutual Fund, one of the only ones of its kind, specifically investing in companies domiciled or incorporated in the country of Israel, giving investors the opportunity to support the growing markets of a nation that maintains a common moral fabric of the United States. And, you know, what a great opportunity. Well, this whole area of faith-based investing is just exploding right now in a good way, where there are more options than ever for you to align your values with your faith, not only in how you spend your money, not only in who you bank with. We talk a lot about Christian Community Credit Union, but also who you invest with, whether it's Timothy Plan or Eventide or One Ascent or Guidestone and so many others that now are doing world-class investments with compelling returns and wonderful managers, but also where the investments are screened and aligned for Christian values. By the way, if you want to find an advisor who can help you bring a faith-based investing approach to your investments, we have a search tool on our website at faithfi.com to find a certified Kingdom advisor. And when you're going through that search tool to locate a CKA near you, you're able to say whether you want one who can help you with traditional investments, or do you specifically just want a list of CKAs close to you who can specifically offer faith-based investments. That's available to you at faithfi.com. Just click find a professional. All right, let's head back to the phones. Here in our final segment today, we'll get to as many calls as we can. Let's go to Ohio. Diana, thanks for your patience. Go ahead.
Hello. Yes, the only question I have, what can you tell me some ways to prevent probate?
Yeah, sure can. There's a few ways. One of the most common, Diana, is to set up what's called a revocable trust. Now, that could run you $2,000 to $3,000, so it's not inexpensive. What you would do is you would visit with an estate planning attorney. I'd recommend you connect with a godly estate planning attorney. If you don't have one, you could contact the CKA there in Ohio and ask for a referral. They would all have one or two that they could refer you to. But that trust essentially would allow you to retitle any assets that you have, including your home or, you know, investment accounts, in the name of the trust. And then at your passing, there would be a trustee that's named, and your assets would then be passed outside of probate by way of the trustee to whoever you designate to be the beneficiaries. The other way, specifically for a home, is what's called a transfer on death deed. And not all states allow this. Ohio does. But basically, a TOD deed for short is a way for your heirs to assume ownership of your property, again, without going through probate. And what you would have to do is get a real estate attorney, probably, to help you draft a very simple TOD deed. And then you would have to file that in your county records office, because it would replace the existing deed. But essentially what that does is very similar to if you had an IRA and you had a beneficiary mm-hmm. named. That IRA passes straight to the beneficiary, doesn't go through probate. The TOD deed is the same idea, just for a piece of real property. Does that make sense?
Okay. It does. Yes. I think we have that, but I'll have to look to make sure, because whenever we pay our taxes, it shows the children's name there. I mean, we pay them, but I'm thinking, does that make sense? Would that already be in the children's name?
You may want to take a look at that. I mean, you wouldn't want to actually put the kids on the deed as co-owners. You would want them there as those to receive the property at your death, which means they'd have no tax liability while you're still alive because you'd have sole ownership. So I would want you to check that, because the downside to that is if they are in fact now co-owners and you've put them on the deed rather than just the transfer on death deed, you've actually put them on the deed as co-owners with you, they're not going to get the benefits of the step up in basis at your death. Which you want. So I would just take another look at that and make sure perhaps it's time to visit with an estate planning attorney just to look over everything that you've planned. And as a part of that, could just make sure that you do have the proper planning in place for the home.
Okay. And so we also have a will. So you said a revocable trust. Isn't the will, wouldn't that do... Wouldn't it serve the same purpose or not?
Well, slightly different. So you started the question by saying, how do we avoid probate? The will does not avoid probate. So although a simple will is enough to make sure that all of your assets, your home and your personal property and furniture and assets are transferred to those that you name by way of the executor of the estate, but it does go through probate. And so the only way to avoid probate is either through a trust, or a trust and a TOD deed and named beneficiaries. Any of those other than the will keep everything out of probate, which just means you don't have the probate costs. It happens a little quicker. It's private, not a part of the public record. That is how you take care of that. But the will run through probate and the probate court.
I did not know that. Okay. So we need a TOD deed or a revocable trust to avoid that, correct?
That's correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. You've answered my questions. And
okay.
just now found the station, and that's the only thing I listen to now in my car.
Well, I'm
whatever.
So thrilled
we love
to
it.
Hear that. Well, thank you. American Family Radio is the place to keep your radio tuned, and you will be encouraged throughout the day with some incredible programming. We're delighted you found us, and thanks for being along with us today. Diana, stay on the line. I want to send you a gift as a new AFR listener. We're going to send you a copy of Ron Blue's book, Splitting Heirs. It's the very best book, in my view, on how to think about wealth transfer as a believer and making some of those key decisions. So stay on the line. We'll put Splitting Heirs in the mail to you, and thanks for being a brand new AFR listener. God bless you. Let's go to Tennessee. Josefina, thank you for calling. How can I help?
Well, I was speaking with someone when they answered my call. I was just really interested in listening to your program. I used to listen also to Dan Celia, but
excellent.
I don't have any kind of investments. All I have is a checking and a savings, and I'm retired, I'm a widow,
yes,
and I get Social Security.
Okay.
So I've never really made any kind of investments.
Yes, ma'am.
So what would you suggest?
Yeah, it's a great question. So do you have what I would call an emergency fund? That's always the starting point. So beyond that checking account where you get your Social Security and then pay your bills, do you have some money set aside equal to some number of months worth of expenses that's just liquid and available to you if you needed it for the unexpected?
Probably. I don't think so. Probably not.
Okay. So that's where I would focus my attention before you think about investing anything in stocks and bonds and mutual funds. I really think any kind of surplus you have, and I realize that's probably, you know, it's harder than ever to have a surplus money left over at the end of the month just because everything costs so much more now. I mean, groceries are up 25% over the last 3 years. So it's challenging. But to the extent you could carve out $25 or $50 a month at the end of the month, I would start building up what I call your emergency fund. I'd open up a separate savings account, maybe at your existing bank. And if every time you have a little bit left over, I just move it over to that savings account. And the goal for that would be 3 to 6 months expenses. So total up everything you spend over a month's time and multiply that by three. And that's your first goal. Can I get up to 3 months worth of expenses in that savings account? You're not going to have to worry about it losing money. You'll earn a little bit of interest on it. The big idea, though, is that anytime you have something unexpected, and we all do, you'd have money to cover that and you wouldn't have to rely on credit cards. So that would be my focus right now, not investing. And if you get that built up and you want to talk about investing, call us back and we'll help you out. God bless you. Doug in Louisiana, I apologize we didn't get to you today. Let's see if we can get you on first tomorrow. Stay on the line and our team will talk to you. Big thanks to my team today, Jim Henry, Devin Patrick, and Sandy Dickinson. Couldn't do it without them. And everybody here at FaithFi that makes this possible. Have a wonderful day and come back and join us tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.